with the operations to liberate Mosul underway. Officials from the United Nations and other international aid organizations have met in Iraq's Kurdistan regional capital and discussed ways to handle the influx of internally displaced people. Ali Musawi reports from Erbil.
The local government of Nineveh province invited representatives of international and regional humanitarian organizations to discuss the looming refugee crisis, likely to accompany the battle to liberate Mosul from the Daesh terrorists. As well as praising the offensive, the Nineveh Provincial Council president spoke of their preparation to handle the displaced people.
We will complete the construction of 4 camps by the end of the month, which can shelter more than 60,000 internally displaced people. This is along with the camps provided by the UN, which could accommodate close to 400,000.
Along with the UN and the Iraqi government, the Kurdistan regional government is making preparations for those fleeing the conflict.
This operation will affect about 1 million, 1.5 million people. So according to our expectation and assessment, this operation will displace about 1 million people. Most of these people will flee to the Iraqi Kurdistan region. We prepared some shelters, some campus, about now 6 campuses are ready for the IDPs. And there are, I think, food for those people for 1 month already in the storage.
While the shelters are covered, the UN is providing extra care for women traumatized by Daesh over the past 2 years.
The United Nations Population Fund has been in the country for over 10 years now, and providing services mainly for reproductive health of women who are fleeing the current crisis, but also gender-based violence, targeting women who have been under the captivity and those who have psychological issues. So we have programs that target these women.
It is still early days to predict whether the camps and assistance will be sufficient to ease the suffering of the internally displaced people, but officials are confident they can handle the crisis.
Sheltering and providing basic services to internally displaced people is already a difficult task for the Iraqi government, the UN, and other humanitarian organizations. Despite plans put forth by aid organizations, the huge number of refugees expected to flee the fighting in Mosul will likely inflate the crisis. Ali Musawi, Press TV, Erbil.